One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It's the Norman Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Normal Show. New episode every Wednesday. Let's do it. As usual, we're joined by Harry, of course, and Dave. You know him, you love him. It's Dave. Dave is here. Dave is here. Love
Dave. David survived the he survived the LA fires.
He did survive.
Dave's ghost.
That's great. Okay. All right. That now it's too much. The soundboard, I'm just going to let this play out. The soundboard has a mind of its own, dude. But it just so fuck. God damn it. It just so happens to, like, it plays at the perfect time every time. I feel like it almost always plays perfectly on cue. And the screen just went black for a second, and we're back. Perfect. It like anytime something that is deserving of applause is spoken, the soundboard knows, dude. It hears it, and then just
maybe he didn't survive the fire, and he's dead, and he's haunting your equipment.
Dave didn't survive the fires. I was expecting the soundboard to be like wah wah wah
wah wah
wah wah wah wah. He survived the fires. He's good. He evacuated. Let's fucking go. That was crazy, dude. I don't know if we even touched on that on the last episode.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, LA like was on fire and burned to the ground. Not burned to the ground, but Malibu. We stayed in Malibu, me and my sister, for a video. And that hotel that we stayed in Malibu burned to the fucking ground, dude.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely burned to the ground. It looks like a post-apocalyptic like wasteland now, but I guess that's what happens when every single building burns to the ground.
Yeah. Did you happen to encounter anybody like doing, you know, like TikTok dances while where their houses were burning?
Oh, I'm getting over this cold. I got phlegm in my throat. My nose is stopped up. No, I didn't see any of that, but I imagine we're going to see like a huge influx of YouTube videos that are like exploring the LA fire wasteland. This is right where, you know, we used to go to eat lunch, and now it's just a desolate pieces of ash or whatever.
Right.
God damn. Stop.
Dave,
not the time.
Up.
Wildly inappropriate soundboard. There it is. There it is, dude. So the LA fires happened. Fuck. So the LA fires happened. That's so sad. Probably too soon to be using a soundboard for that horrible tragedy. But yeah, we're going to see a big influx of YouTubers doing vlogs in the ashes of what used to be, you know, parts of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That, I didn't realize how bad it was. Like, I thought, because they have fires pretty often, and right. I was on Twitter after stream. Like, that morning, it was kind of like, whoa, fires are happening. That's kind of crazy. And then later that night, I got back on Twitter, and it's like, everything is fucking burning to the ground. We're evacuating. The city's in gridlock. Holy shit. Oh, my God. But
yeah, dude, it's pretty crazy. It's really on fire.
This is the sign of the end times, dude. LA, California is gonna break off into the ocean. I think that was in the plot line of 2012, the movie, that California was gonna break off into the ocean. It's happening right before our very eyes, dude. Everyone move out of California.
Isn't it also the plot line of the old YouTube video End of the World? You know what I'm talking about?
End of the World?
Yeah, this was like a YouTube video from like 2007. Hold on, let me see if I can find this.
What do you mean, end of the world?
You'll see, you'll see.
Is someone like doing an accent?
Nah, kind of. This was like an extremely important video to me as a child.
Oh, I forgot about the second camera angle. Hey, everybody. What's up, guys?
Okay, so here's the Earth. Chilling. Damn, that is a sweet Earth, you might say.
Round. Have you ever seen this video?
I've never seen this video.
This video came out in 2003. So I was, like 11. I thought this was the funniest video I'd ever seen in my entire life. So, and there's a part about, you'll see.
Ruling out the ice caps melting, meteors becoming crashed into us, the ozone layer leaving, and the sun exploding, we're definitely going to blow ourselves up. Okay. So basically, we've got China, France, India, Israel, Pakistan, Russia, the UK, and us with nukes. We've got about 2,600 more than anybody else.
Only George Bush.
Whatever. Anyway, One day we decide those Chinese sons of a bitches are going down. So we launch.
Dude, oddly prescient.
Yeah.
And nuke at China. While it's on.
Maybe this video is on to something.
Shit, who the fuck is shooting us? Oh, well, fire missiles. Then France is like, shit, guys, we got the missiles. They are coming. Fire our shit. But then let's hire. Well, have a nap. Then fire the missiles. Meanwhile, Australia is down there like WCF, mate. India, Israel, and Pakistan.
They used to make me freaking crack up. When I.
Watch their shit. So now we've got missiles flying everywhere, passing each other. Russia's like, ah, motherland! Then England's like, about that time, eh, chaps? Brought up. So now the US is like, fuck, we're dumbasses. Canada's like, what's going on, eh? Australia just have to worry about California breaking off.
There it is, the prophecy.
Alaska can come too.
The
end.
Wow. The prophecy, dude. The prophecy. We'll see if any of that happens when the world starts to end, dude. When the rapture happens or something. California, I think people say that because it's on like a fault line or like a, I don't know anything. If I remember correctly, the scientific explanation in the movie 2012 was because it was on some kind of fault line. Have you ever seen The Day After Tomorrow? Also, this video reminds me of something. We're going on a tangent, but that's what we do here. Do you remember that like video? So we gotta celebrate our differences, and it goes around different countries, and it's supposed to bring people together, but it's horribly racist.
Oh, no, but I'm
Look
intrigued.
Up Celebrate Our Differences on YouTube.
Okay. Celebrate.
And I might be making this up, but I feel like they played this at elementary school.
It's possible.
And I might just be making that up, though.
Oh, I like this guy.
Because it would be a funny story.
Potentially offensive content ahead?
Only together can we end the evil of racism. Maybe this is satire then. Maybe I didn't see this in elementary school if they're prefacing it.
Oh, I was on MTV too, maybe. Oh my god. We got to celebrate our differences. Oh.
Just like really on the nose racism. Not even like
got
a
it.
Not even a hint of.
All right, wait. So now I am curious if this was here. Made ironically or in person.
Yeah.
I mean, in earnest, I meant. Sorry.
We gotta celebrate our differences.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We have a lot to discuss and a lot to cover, I feel like. We gotta address the elephant in the room, which is TikTok getting banned, dude. TikTok is mere days away from getting banned. If you're watching this episode, TikTok might already be banned. It might be the end of TikTok as we know it. They say this all the time, though. Like, all the fucking time. But this seems as if it's the most real it's ever been. Like, there's actual, you know, bills being passed, and there's like a definitive date, and like, you know, the government's involved or whatever. People are fleeing to Chinese TikTok. Actually, I don't want to fuck it up and sound racist, so never mind.
Sure.
But
right.
I made a Chinese TikTok account. Red Note is, I believe, the English translation. Shangxi Shu, maybe? No.
Sure.
That's wrong. Shangxi, something like that. But I made a Chinese TikTok account. I've been just pumping out Chinese TikToks. They have awesome filters. And I keep speaking in Chinese. Like, I'll type out the captions in Chinese. I'll reply to comments in Chinese. So I've built this entirely Chinese audience on Chinese TikTok. I'm not telling any of my existing audience my username. I just want to build a truly authentic Chinese audience. And I'm getting a lot of comments. I don't know what they're saying, but it's probably pretty good.
As a millennial who doesn't completely understand all of this stuff, do you get the sense that people are actually going to move to the Chinese TikTok, or it's like a kind of?
I feel like it's a bit, but then some people are doing it in earnest. They're like, guys, please follow me on Red Note. TikTok is going to be gone. I need a job. Follow me on Red Note, and that's hilarious. I'm not going to Chinese TikTok in earnest. I'm going because it's kind of funny. To go Chinese mode. It's also hilarious that, like, in retaliation to the U.S. banning this Chinese app, the U.S. citizens have just gotten more Chinese. They've gone to a significantly more Chinese app, and they're giving up information to the Chinese in retaliation. And
it is sort of an interesting case study in like how rules work.
Just doing the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Like, don't be banning Chinese, and then we get more Chinese.
Right.
Goddamn right.
Yeah. I don't know. There's also something funny that like these American companies like Google have gotten so good at translating stuff on the fly that it has actually made it extremely easy to join a Chinese app. Like, before Google Translate, like, how would you even join a Chinese app?
Exactly. I was fucking struggling with Chinese TikTok because it was
You don't know the language.
I was trying to create the account, and then some options would be in English, and then some would be just in full Chinese. And I was trying to figure out how to download one of the videos I made, and I was, like, having a screenshot in Google Translate. But it works. It works, dude. It works. So, you know, all these American-owned companies are making it possible for me to get significantly more Chinese. Let's go.
I don't know what the future holds in that department.
They're all really nice too, like all the comments that I've translated. They're like, wow, loving this video and loving this energy. I'm like, guys, come on. No hate in China, dude. They don't hate on you in China. Like, hate comments haven't made it to that country yet. Like, they're really uplifting. They're like, wow, really, really powerful video. Much appreciate video. Love.
Dude, what if this like changes everything? What if this is like the that there's a
brings
you know
us
how,
together with the Chinese.
Have you ever played Civilization, the game?
No.
Okay, well, it's like one of those nerdy ass games, but like one of the ways you win is you control, like you can win a cultural victory where you basically your culture becomes everybody's culture because your culture is like so poppin'.
Mm-hmm.
What if that happens? Like people just get so enamored with kind of like the Chinese culture and Chinese way of life that like everybody starts acting like
Chinese
basically. Or like not acting Chinese, but you know, like acting sort of like
elaborate on acting Chinese.
I just mean like
no, okay. I know what you're saying. Like culturally, people get more yes. Chinese. Guys, fun drinking game. Play, take a shot every time we say Chinese. Yeah, I think that could happen, dude. Culturally, we just become more Chinese, and we get fed Chinese media. And we all become white monkeys. I don't know. Are you familiar with the term white monkey?
You were telling me about this the other week. It seems really crazy.
Dude, I've gone down a Chinese rabbit hole, dude. I've been going down crazy Chinese rabbit holes. So they have these people. Like everyone's going to turn into Bart Baker pretty much. You might not get that reference, but there was this guy called Bart Baker. He made YouTube song parodies. Those used to be huge back in the day. Not good rewatchability, you know.
Oh, okay.
A bit distasteful in retrospect, but very popular YouTuber, and he kind of fell off, you know. He wasn't getting views anymore, and he just decided to like sell himself to the Chinese. So he is considered like a white monkey, meaning not a white monkey doesn't have to be white. From what I remember, it could be anyone that isn't Chinese that makes entertainment content for like Chinese people, you know.
Got
like
it. You're
in Chinese media, and they have different white monkey jobs where it's like you could be online, like social media white monkey, like Bart Baker. Like his shit is crazy. He does songs in Chinese and everyone just makes fun of him. Like he's trying to seriously do Chinese music. And I was about to do an impression, but never mind. I don't speak Chinese. It's just going to come off as racist. So never mind. But he'll do these songs and it's like everyone's just collectively Chinese like making fun of him. And there are different white monkey jobs too. Like they're like if you're like a mime or something, or like a clown, or like a person that walks on stilts, anything like people could make fun of you for, that would be considered like a white monkey role.
Got it. Like that in China, it would be funny to see a white guy doing.
I think TikTok is going to get bought out, though. I really don't think. Like, first of all, I don't think Red Note or the Chinese TikTok, I don't think that's going to stick around, really. I think that's kind of just a trend right now. But I imagine TikTok would be bought out by, like, Mr. Beast or Elon Musk or like, Mark Cuban or something. And it's going to be fine. And also... Donald Trump gets in office on the 20th, right? Isn't that how it works?
Yes.
And then so the 19th would be like the ban day. Mm-hmm. I imagine he like turns it around or like overturns something or extends the deadline to kind of win over the hearts of a younger generation. Like this is like a big play for the Trumpster, if I had to guess. But yeah, I don't know. I honestly, part of me is fine with TikTok being gone. And then a part of me is like, damn, dude, all the memories. It's where my biggest audience is. It's where I catapulted from. A bit sad. But at the same time, it has been detrimental to my attention span, to my ability to consume media. The brain rot has kind of made me dumber, probably. Shit like that. So that'll be a net positive mainly. But rest
in
peace.
Can I say something about the California dropping, succeeding and becoming its own place?
Did you say something about that or can you?
No, I would like to. I just was thinking.
Yeah, we can go back to California. Sure. Proceed. You may.
I feel like it's obviously good for California to become
to be on
an
fire?
Island.
Okay.
No.
All right, Harry. Jesus.
If California became an island, that would be good for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They could have their own little community there and then...
People love beachfront property.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, Sounds good.
The housing market will skyrocket in price, and they need higher house prices over there in California. It's already pretty. It's already too low.
Right, you know? Exactly. So, you know, people with coastal homes would make some money.
Yeah, it'd be like Hawaii, too. I think, though, if it floated off of into the ocean, I think it would sink. I don't think it would perfectly, like, become an island. I think it would just, millions would die. It would sink into the ocean. But, yeah, that would be good. That would be good for, like, for tourists. And then, you know, they can have their own little... their little thing over there. Republicans would like that too. They're like, that lib ass state is finally on its own. You know?
It would be cool if it kept moving too.
And then it landed on China and then
Japan,
and it merged.
Really? Yeah. Wow. That would be sick. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
If California hit China, it would be so sick.
That would be crazy. That would be
nuts.
Can
you imagine all the people who live in like Chinatown in San Francisco being like, yes, finally.
Yes, we made it back. I've been praying for this forever, dude.
Maybe they wouldn't like that. I don't know. But it would be a crazy if Chinatown in San Francisco was suddenly next to Chinatown.
Yeah, that would be kind of.
I mean, China.
I mean, that would be God's plan. Yeah, if Chinatown ended up in China. Goddamn. Would be sick if California broke off of the country and floated into China. What do we even talk about? I stopped making notes for the podcast, and this is where we end up. What if California broke off and floated into China, and you made China-fornia? Yeah.
Okay, it actually does sound good.
That does sound pretty good, actually. Never mind. I'm rocking with this. Dude, listen to this shit. Has nothing to do with California or China or the TikTok ban. My fucking wallet got stolen out of my car yesterday. So that's sick and cool and awesome. ID gone. Credit card gone. Everything's gone because the wallet is gone. Someone stole the fucking wallet out of my car. That pisses me off so much. I never leave my wallet in my car, and I accidentally left it in there. And then I locked my car, and they somehow finagled away through the passenger seat. I've got a fucky Nissan Altima, so I imagine it wasn't that difficult. But, dude, it pissed me off. Like, they stole the wallet out of my car. And there's a credit card in there with, like, a $20,000 limit. I had been live for, like, 4 hours. So the card had been stolen for a long time. Enough time to make a purchase. No purchase, dude. No charges on the card. No charges on the card. If you're gonna steal my shit, at least be a good thief, dude. That pissed me off more than anything. Because it's like, you just fucked me. That's all you did was fuck me. You didn't get any gain for yourself. Like, the purpose of you stealing the wallet was so that you could get more money. You just stole the wallet for the love of the game and fucked me. I have a flight on Monday, you fuck. I hope you're watching this podcast. You're probably not, because I think you're that homeless lady that keeps coming to our house and asking for shit. Fuck you, lady. Not even a proper thief, dude. Didn't even spend money on the card. You just fucked me. License gone. What else is gone? AAA card gone. Credit card gone. You could have, if that had been me, if I were stealing shit out of people's cars, I would immediately buy a bunch of shit because it's like, oh, they're gonna freeze the card. You're a fucking horrible thief. You did it for nothing, only to fuck me. Now I gotta go to the DMV, I gotta get a new license, and then I have to beg the people at TSA to accept my paper license. You asshole. Anyways, so that's...
I've always thought, because I've also been robbed before, I've always thought that a real homie move from the robbers would be to give you your ID back.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't need that.
What do you need my ID for? Do you think you can pass as me? Like, why?
Yeah.
Are you selling it on the dark web or something?
I know. Even just like a... Throw it out of the the car as you're driving.
Yeah, I searched the whole car. I was like, surely they have some sense of like, surely they have, there's one good bone in their body and they will put the license somewhere, but they didn't. They trashed the whole fucking car. They took everything out. They dug everything out of the console. They went deep, dude. I haven't cleaned my console in years. I saw a picture of my ex-girlfriend from like 3 years ago that was at the bottom of my console, just on my seat. I was like, what the hell? You went deep, dude.
That
destroyed the whole fucking car. Ugh. Took the wallet.
If you believe, which I generally do, that people who commit crimes are doing it more because they have to, not because they're like evil people, a good step would be if they would leave the ID. Because that could be like a little like, okay, you're not that bad of a person. You're desperate, but you're like, you're my boy, ultimately. Yeah. We're of this, you know, we're part of this, we're part of the freaking human race together. Just leave me my ID.
You could make that argument if they did that, but they didn't. And not only were they not a good person, they weren't even a good thief.
Right.
You
right.
got nothing out of that except the wallet, its contents, maybe like $5. Left over from when I got a massage the other day at an Asian massage parlor. Okay. So I hope you enjoy the Asian massage parlor change, you asshole.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I got good
that massage
good
sucked too.
Really?
Just had a bad week. Just had a bad fucking week. Wallet stolen. Shitty massage. I don't like when they don't seem into the massage. Like, I don't like when you're lazily being like if you're making like, come on. At least act like you like your job, you know? Really Asian heavy episode. I couldn't tell you. She probably wasn't Chinese, I don't think. But I also couldn't really tell you what variety of Asian. Too much oil, too. Too much oil makes for not a great massage because you can't really get in. You're just kind of slipping and sliding. You're kind of just tickling me with a bunch of oil, you know?
You want to know something?
Yeah.
I've never had a massage.
What?
I got nothing to say on this.
I used to not get massages, and then like just one day,
time someone jerked you off.
Yeah, then I got like, jerked off once, and I was like, all right, I love massages. I'm going back every day. I think that's always in your head when you get a massage. That's always in the back of your mind. When you go and get a massage, you're like, maybe, maybe.
I think I would be overwhelmed with that thought. I would spend the entire time thinking about whether or not they were going to either. Well, I guess I don't know. I don't know how fuck massages work. Maybe that's like such a small.
You just got to let go and accept the massage. If you get jerked off, you get jerked off.
Right.
That's what happens.
That seems difficult for me. But
I'm making it seem like I've been jerked. I'm not getting jerked off. I like massages. Okay, when I'm sore, I only like massages when I'm sore. I like to get massages when I'm sore. You know, that's something I learned about myself. It's nice. It hurts, but it's like a good hurt. You're like, right. Oh, man. It's like scratching a mosquito bite, you know? It's like it hurts, but you're like, you feel kind of nice. Like it feels kind of nice.
Yeah, dude. I want to go to a chiropractor. I want to get my shit like fucking wrung out.
I'm not a huge fan of the chiropractors, honestly. I don't really
believe in their witchcraft, but I do want them to try it on me once.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like,
I like it. I just like, I'd rather get a massage because chiropractors are like $1 million, never covered by insurance ever because they're not fucking real doctors. But I used to go to chiropractic therapy when I was a kid. I got my not a kid. I was like 17 or something. Mm-hmm. My pelvis was misaligned. I had like a misaligned pelvis. I don't know if I was just having so much sex. I wasn't having that much sex. I was having a smidgen of sex. Not enough to throw my pelvis out of alignment.
Just doing it so wrong that you break your pelvis.
Just being so bad at sex that you destroy your pelvic alignment. One pump, you're like, oh, shit.
I'm trying to even imagine
I got to get to the chiropractor.
Yeah.
I'm doing a headstand. I'm like, all right, you jump on me. You jump on me, and it's going to be perfect. Yes. I used to imagine sex was like this.
Sure.
Like these are the legs, you know?
Yeah.
But that's more of like a lesbian thing.
Even that, I'm like not even sure if that's true.
I've asked many a lesbian. I don't know too many lesbians. I've asked every lesbian I know, though, which is you could count on one hand. If scissoring is real, and it is. I mean, it's real. A lot of them scissor. It's really just like, whatever your thing is in bed. Like some of them like to scissor. Some of them, you know, finger each other or whatever. But sure, scissoring is real. Like
But it's not like the way to have sex.
Yeah. Well, for some people it is. Like I've talked about it online, and everyone online is like, scissoring's not real. You know. You guys don't have real lesbians in your life, dude. I'm feet on the ground.
Right.
I'm in real life interacting with lesbians. I'm asking them questions. All right. I'm getting to the bottom of this. I'm doing reporting. I'm in the field. And yeah, they scissor. I don't really understand what feels good about that. But I guess, you know, if you're bumping bits, that'll be nice. Anyways, okay, let me go through these tangents. So scissoring, oh yeah, and the sex thing, throwing my pelvis out of alignment. I also used to think like, I probably have mentioned this on the podcast before, but I thought the vagina was where the penis was. So I thought you just
I always thought this as well.
You just like,
same.
Kind of run into each other.
Yep. I thought it was way lower than it is. No, higher. Way higher than it is.
Yeah, it's mad low. If you're watching this really and you're low. A dude, if you're a straight dude and a virgin, it's lower than you think. Think
I
low
totally agree.
And then go lower. It's pretty much butthole. It's right there. There's like a thin layer of skin separating. Anyways, whatever. Chiropractors,
it's razor sharp.
It is razor thin margins,
you can
brother.
Sharpen
like it is. It is.
It's like
so
a blade.
Close.
I've gotten a paper cut.
Yeah.
On the area.
It's like a sheet of loose leaf paper separating those two holes. Mm-hmm. So just know that before you go in, soldier. That confused the fuck out of me. When I lost my virginity. I don't know if I've even talked about losing my virginity on the pod ever. I don't know if I... No way she sees this. So I remember being a young... I may have mentioned this on the Truth or Drink episode, but you know, being a young lad, all my friends have had sex. It was like right before I turned 17. And all my friends are like, sex is awesome, dude. I'm just having sex and it's awesome. And they're all like, you haven't had sex? That's crazy. I'm having sex and it's nuts. And whoa, just sex, 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 sex. You haven't had sex. You suck. And I'm like, well, I'm just waiting for the right person, you know? Like, truly, at like 17, I was waiting for some kind of supermodel to hit me up and have sex with me, but that never happened. So I was like, okay.
Saving yourself for God, but it's just for the hottest girl you can think of.
Yeah.
I'm saving myself for my religion to deliver me a 10.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm saving myself for Megan Fox. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm saving myself for I'm saving myself for Madeline Klein or whatever her name is. I send her DMs on Instagram all the time. So
yeah.
So yeah, sorry. Saving myself for Selena Gomez. She'll respond soon and it'll be crazy. I'm 45. I'm like one of these days.
Yeah, because of my commitment to religion, I'm saving myself for a really hot girl.
But so I had this idea of like, you know, it's got to be the right person, whatever. But then the pressure of all my friends saying, you are a fucking pussy. You have had sex. Brr. So I just hit up this chick who I knew to be promiscuous and a complete stranger. We went to a park at nighttime and we went to this place called the Panty Tree. Where I grew up, there was this place called the Panty Tree, and you would walk to the end of this bridge and there were just a bunch of panties on there. And I guess the idea is like you'd have sex or something and they take their panties off and throw it on the Panty Tree to christen the Panty Tree. But this is also like madly in public. Like this is so in public. It's just at the end of some bridge, you know, but we ended up not doing that. Like, we just looked at the Panty Tree and I was like, interesting. Would you look at that? All those panties. Wow. There's probably a lot of people that have taken their panties off here. That's
like, you have nothing to say. You're like, I bet there's a lot of cum nearby.
Whoa. There's probably, I mean, would you look at all these panties? Would you?
I bet there's jizz.
It's kind of, it seems like it's missing one pair of panties right there on that branch. I don't know if you can tell. It seems one panty short.
That seems insane.
Yeah. Look, in hindsight, that's kind of a ridiculous notion, is having a fucking panty tree and you throw your panties on there. Anyways, so I tried to imply that, like, yo, let's fuck at the Panty Tree. And then she was not really picking up my signals, which, to be fair, probably weren't even signals. I was probably just like, wow, crazy. And then we went back to my car and that's when it went down. Crazy style. Not crazy style. It was, this is my takeaway from this. We did the deed and I remember
the thing starts applauding.
Oh, yeah. So I had sex. Wow. That's a bit, they're really loving this. But then, okay. So I was having sex, right? Oh yeah. In the back seat of my HHR. My Chevrolet HHR. It was crazy. I'm beating it up. Going ham. Oh yeah. God damn. Having sex. Yeah. He's having sex. He lost his virginity. He's having sex. Oh, yeah. Having sex. He went to the Panty Tree. Went to the Panty Tree and lost his virginity. He's having sex. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
That was pretty good. Anyways, it stank. It stank really bad. That was what I'm getting at here.
Smelled bad?
Yeah, dude. I thought, I was like, wow, I guess that's just what this smells like. Ew, dude. So it was smelling horrible, which, no shade to her. You know, we were in high school. Like, she probably hadn't learned vaginal health yet. I don't know. It smelled horrendous. And I just thought, bummer. Wow, I guess this is what this smells like. I don't really understand the hype surrounding sex with this kind of disgusting stench. And I had to fake finishing. I was like,
oh, damn.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Oh, man. Great.
You like started playing funk off your iPhone.
Yeah.
You were like,
bam, 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 bam. Oh, wrong sound bite. My bad. Yeah. So I was just like, oh, man. Oh, I'm done. It was like 3 minutes. Called all my boys. I was like, that was crazy. But like, why does it stink? And they were like, sometimes it just stinks. I was like, okay. So that perturbed me for a long time.
It's called into the Mansers.
Welcome back to Mansers. Today we're going to find out, why does pussy stink?
Dude, I am like sure that was an episode.
It had to have been. Yeah. But I mean, after that, I was fully expecting, like, I had nose plugs in my pocket for the second time. Like, I was ready to go. No, I didn't really have nose plugs, but I was expecting a stench, and I was like, we'll be brave about this. And there wasn't. And I was like, oh, that's just that one gal.
Just sometimes, yeah. I had a similarly underwhelming experience, but it was more my fault, which was, I'm not going to talk about the specifics or the story around it, but I'm about to have sex with this woman on a couch. Sorry.
Woman, so it was a woman, by the way. Well, not a guy. So wouldn't do that. It was a woman with breasts.
It was a female girl.
Not a guy. And her name was Timothy, or Shayla was her name.
And anyway, I go to sort of do the deed, and I do my first thrust, and I'm like, this does not feel as good as I thought it would. And then I do a few more kind of test thrusts, and I'm thinking to myself, like, God, this is it? This is what everybody's like freaking out about? I'm like, is it the condom? Am I wearing a thick, you know, like, what's going on? And then probably like 4 or 5 thrusts, and then I look down, and I am not, of course, having sex with her, but I am having sex with the space between her butt and the couch. Basically like a TP. Like,
you're in between the couch cushions. You're like,
yes.
That's kind of hurts a little bit.
Literally. And then I was like, adjusted it. And
well, was she just like, oh yeah.
She was just, I mean, you know, it was her first time too. She was like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Fuck the couch and I'm just kind of nearby? Interesting. Okay. Huh. Never knew that. Teach me that in class, in health class. Yeah, I thought you were about to go a different route, semi-relating to what we were talking about earlier with the, I thought you were about to say you had a misinput or something.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. No.
Which is I feel like never happens. Because they're going to be like, "Yo." No.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think it would work like that.
Yeah. You'd have to take some serious preparation. That's like gay guys have to, like, you know, they got to prepare like days in advance, weeks in advance, maybe even months. And they got to douche and they got to eat. They got to fast and eat right and all that stuff, which you would know this.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
I have no idea.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That's got to be, because like, it's one thing to be gay. What? I don't like how I started that sentence. It's one thing to be gay, but to be like showing it off. No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say it's one thing to like searching for a partner as a gay man in and of itself is probably already like a pretty difficult, like socially, maybe not as much in today's time, but like having to vet out if someone's gay, like if you're like at a bar, having to like vet out gayness or whatever without exactly asking. You could probably just ask their like top five artists on Spotify for the previous year. But then further than that, you have to figure out if they're a bottom or a top. Because if you're like bottom city and you run into another bottom, you know, you guys are just going to be bumping butts or something. So you got to vet out if they're gay and then vet out what kind of style they are, you know?
So I agree with you to some degree. It's probably complicated. But don't you think it's equal? Think about how difficult men and women have talking to each other about anything. So like,
that's true.
Think about how, whatever difficulty you're talking about the sort of mechanics of same sex sex, at least you're like chopping it up with your boy.
That's true. And no matter what, you're chopping it up with the bros.
Right.
Which is
and
nice.
Even, you know, it's just a different, it's that seems easier than, you know, famously, like I used to produce this dating podcast actually. And it was so crazy. Every first date, whenever we would have a same sex date, like to non-binary people or to women or to men, whatever, the date, they were so good at the idea of the podcast was they would like go on a first date live on the podcast. They were so good at going on first dates. Mm-hmm. But then whenever it was a straight couple, it would be like,
so what do you do for work?
What's your favorite type of hot dog?
Account executive? That's very interesting.
It was amazing. Like they were just so much better at dating, so much better conversationalists with each other. Wow. I don't exactly know why that is, but it was like every single time.
Damn. So maybe that's a good tell. If you have great conversation.
You have a good conversation. You're like,
this guy's got to be gay. This guy's got to be gay also. You just lob in, you want to have sex, and then he's like, what? Go. Never mind. I guess I was just making the point, like, with straight couples, it's like, you know, you don't have the added layer of, I mean, you have the layer of, like, does this person want to hook up with me? But you don't have the added layer of, like, are they straight? Like, are they? Well, I guess sometimes, but you don't have the added layer of like figuring out bottom top, figuring out like, you know,
right,
sexuality, whatever.
It does seem complicated.
Yeah. Because sometimes, but then there's verse, which is like, I think you do both. I don't know. I've tried to.
That's when you rap while you have sex.
That's what, yeah. Those are the gay guys that freestyle. they bring you home and they're like, put your clothes back on.
They're like, okay. Knees weak, arms are sweaty.
Yeah, I went to the... that's awesome.
That's so stupid.
Oh, yeah, I'm verse. Could you put on a J. Cole type beat? What? Put on a J. Damn. Cole type beat. I'm verse gay.
Dude.
Lay it on
Beating it up to a JPEG Mafia / Gunna / Logic style beat.
Freestyling while having sex is awesome.
I wonder if people do that.
Probably some people, mm-hmm. I would imagine. Yeah, probably there. I mean, there are probably definitely people who have done it, but I'm curious what ladies or men that are having gay sex, or really anyone out there, if your sexual partner started freestyling in the middle of the sex, what would you do? Would you come, or would you be like, what is happening?
Right.
Just a dumb premise.
My initial thought would be like, I would be bummed out. if I was having sex with somebody and they started freestyle.
I would be bummed if they didn't let me join. I'm like, it's my turn. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Let me go in.
They're like, it's usually boy, girl, boy, girl.
Let me go in. Come on. Let me jump in. I'm ready. Uh-huh. Come on. You're hogging the mic. Let's go. Anyways, chiropractors, that's what we were talking about. You remember that forever ago when we were talking about chiropractors? Yeah. Oh, yeah, and couch. Hold on. Fuck. I was going to say this about chiropractors. Every time I go to a chiropractor, a little part of me thinks I'm going to die. Like, they are going to break my neck.
Of course.
I imagine everyone feels that way.
Right. Well, a thing I had to say about this is when you were like, you went to chiropractic therapy, I was laughing to myself about the idea of like, of therapist who also cracks your back. Just being like, so take a deep breath. Tell me about your relationship with your mother
and
you love her. You want to fuck her.
Freud was right. There you go. You're just laying on that little thing. And they're like, close your eyes. All right.
What do you think about the eyes? I hate when doctors have the little paper thing. The little fucked up roll of paper that you sit on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. The baking sheet almost.
I feel like it's designed to continuing the kind of homoeroticism of this episode. It feels like the paper is designed to crinkle up and get shoved in my ass.
Yeah.
Like every time I sit on it, it's
were
like,
you naked on the paper?
That's usually, I feel like it's like you go.
So are you on the gown? Did they put you in a gown and you were naked under the gown?
I remember it being just like a quick pants down, you know, ball check, but
oh, but
no
you're
gown,
sitting on the wet. Yeah,
but I'm sitting on the thing.
Crinkles up yes. into your ass. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like your asshole is a paper shredder and it's just
that,
like.
That's what I, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Dude, I only bring that up because I keep asking people anytime this gets brought up and almost everyone is like, no, what? I used to go to this general physician when I just had a cold or a stuffy nose or whatever, and he would always make me get naked and put on a robe, no matter what it was, I could be like, oh, my finger hurts. He's like, strip down, put this gown on, I'll be back in a second. I went there to this emergency clinic, and I was naked every time under this robe, like every single time.
That is weird.
It was super weird. Also, I had a friend that went to that same clinic, did not have to get naked or put on the gown.
That's even weirder, yeah.
Right. I'm like, why do you guys just want to see me naked in this gown? I mm-hmm. didn't follow. Dr. Panty Tree. I'm like, what? I don't like when doctors have, like, you mentioned paper, and I immediately thought of like a little notepad. Like when doctors have a sheet of paper in front of them, they have like their little notebook and a pen, and you are talking to them, and then after you say something, they'll write it down, you know?
Where, I don't mind that.
I don't like it because I'm like, what do you, which part of that did you write down?
Which did you think? Did you write down
the embarrassing thing? I'm like, I've been having trouble getting erections recently. You know, it's been really tough. And he's like,
okay.
Hold on.
Fucking throw him in jail. Yeah.
Dude, I talked about this last night on stream, but I pretty much gave myself erectile dysfunction at 19 years old. Because I was so afraid of losing my hair, I started taking a bunch of finasteride at 19. Because there's websites where you just talk to fake doctors and they prescribe you anything.
Sure.
So I got prescribed.
And if those people want to sponsor the podcast, by the way, please get in touch.
Yes, Hims or anything. If you would
any
like to sponsor
those,
the
Blue
podcast,
Chew, whatever.
Real
Who
doctors,
cares?
Blue Chew, real doctors, Roman,
Kratom,
all you guys.
Fucking
Kratom,
who cares?
Anything,
dude, whatever.
We need sponsors, please. Thank you. So yeah, I like pretty much given myself erectile dysfunction via taking too much finasteride because I was
awesome.
Of the thought process if I took more, I would get more hair. But as it turns out, I wasn't even balding.
I was about to say, you have a pretty nice head of hair.
Yeah, dude, I'm totally mad chilling.
Wait, what made you think that you needed to, that you were balding?
I had this like widow's peak or whatever, like the bit of hair in the middle was further than the rest of the hairline.
Sure.
And I panicked. And I also tried to even it up one time and I shaved the widow's peak, which don't ever do that because then I just had stubble here.
Yeah.
And it had, it took like years to grow out.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Kind of.
Also, guys, we got a new couch, motherfucker. Huh? We didn't even talk about that shit. Got a new couch.
How do you feel about it?
I like it, dude.
Would it be nice to have sex with it, the in between the space of somebody and their and the couch and the butt?
I was thinking about that, and yes. Yes, it would. Oh,
you would
yeah.
not be able to tell.
Did you do that when you were a kid?
Have sex with the space between the couch?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so short answer is no, but I feel like I learned all the like funny ways to masturbate like later in life. I was
really,
and then I gave them all a try, and then I was like, okay, I think I'm good with just regular.
I think I'm all right with vanilla.
Yeah, but I tried like one of my friends in college was like, yeah, I used to beat off into a blanket, and I was like, huh. And I gave it a try, didn't like it, but
yeah,
was intrigued.
Just trying out different methods. That's what your youth is for, the middle school days, experimenting.
I know, but I didn't do it then. I like had a delayed...
25 years old.
No, serious. I mean, not 25, but I was like 20 when I started trying some of that stuff.
Damn, dude. I was in like 7th grade, and I like couldn't wait to go home to like make love to my couch.
Right.
I was like, this is going to be awesome. Not even 7th grade, probably like 5th grade. It was before anything even happened, really. Like nothing could come out, but I was just like, this kind of feels good.
My friend said he used to shoot blanks into a Nerf ball.
What?
Yeah, he would like hollow.
Same friend, same blanket guy?
No, different guy actually. He would like hollow out a Nerf ball, and then when he was like in 4th grade, he would hollow out a Nerf ball and bang it, and then but he would orgasm, but nothing would come out.
Ew, dude.
Yeah.
That's like what you do if you're in prison.
Yeah.
Like, we got this from the courtyard, boys. We're going to pass it around. Everyone gets 7 minutes with the Nerf ball.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Anyways, the couch thing, not the fuck at the couch, but getting this new couch, looks ridiculous in my bedroom. Looks at like a monstrosity.
Like kind of like a giant cuck couch?
Yeah, just a big cuck couch with this camera in front of it. Mm-hmm. This is a casting couch vibe.
It actually is probably like gives like serious casting couch vibes.
What is the normal show? Some kind of porn shit? Uh-huh. It's not. But I got this delivered, Ashley Furniture. Thank you very much. And I kept getting
Ashley
texts.
Ashley Furniture sounds like the name of a porn star.
Yeah. Yeah, Ashley Furniture delivered this couch. And by delivered this couch,
delivered
I mean,
this
sex with
big
me.
Load.
Yeah, and I delivered cum. To her.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Ashley Furniture. Yeah, no, Ashley Furniture, the furniture store. I kept getting texts from Ashley Furniture, and for some reason, my phone like automatically would be like, text from Ashley. It'd be like, Ashley, hey, I'm on my way. And I was like, what? Who is Ashley, dude? And then it was the furniture place. It was like, track your package. I was like, who the fuck? Oh, Ashley Furniture. And, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I went to the furniture store to get this. And the guy, first of all, the dude was trying to sell me on these fucking couches that were like $1,000,000,000. And he was like, he handed me a knife and he was like, stab that couch. I was like, is this some kind of play to get me to buy the couch? And he was like, stab that couch right there. I was like, okay. And I stabbed it, and it was like, you know, knife proof or something. Like you could just stab it all day long and it would be fine. And then one of the employees recognized me from YouTube and TikTok and stuff.
Oh shit.
So I ended up just talking to all of them. And one of the guys that worked at Ashley Furniture was like, how would I drive business to Ashley Furniture doing what you do? And I was like, dude, I have no idea. Like, I don't, what do you mean? Like, are you going to live stream you at the case? Like, we need to drive customers. How can I, like, he wanted me to give him like business advice.
And this is
like,
just a Nashville based furniture company.
Yes. Well, I think Ashley Furniture is like
global.
Probably not global, but I think they're at least in the country. And they were, you know, he was talking to me about driving sales via like the internet. And I was like, I really don't think you posting TikToks. He was like, well, what if I made a TikTok that was like, come get some couches? I was like, well, I was like, well, maybe that was like, maybe that would help. And he was like, what would you do if you were me? And I was like, is this an interview? I was like, well, I'd probably do some like a, make a little joke in the furniture store and then be like, also, by the way, if you need a couch and live in Nashville, come to Ashley Furniture. I was like, dude, you would have to get such a big following to get people to buy your couches. Like, but
yeah.
Anyways, so we had this whole discussion and I was trying to be like he was pitching me ideas. He was like, what about a little dance in front of the couch? I was like, right. Yes, that's good. Mm-hmm. I gotta go.
If the people of Ashley are listening, I got an idea for you guys. No more couches with USBs in them. I hate that. I hate when couches have USBs in them.
Yeah, it seems unnecessary. But also, it's like, what if you need to charge your phone on your couch?
Imagine being like, oh, let me just plug my couch in.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I saw a tweet the other day that was like charging my doorbell with my couch, and it was someone plugging someone charging their Ring doorbell with their couch USB. And I was like, wow.
There you go.
Show this to anyone like 20 years ago. Charging my doorbell with my couch.
Charging my doorbell.
Something I've also never understood is fucking smart fridges. That shit makes no sense. Why do you need a smart fridge? Why do you need a fridge that you can call people on? Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Charging my doorbell with my couch.
I couldn't agree more with future. The smart fridge thing. All the Internet of Things stuff is so stupid.
If you got a smart fridge, kill yourself. Maybe we cut that out, actually.
Yeah. No, do it. Do it. Kill yourself.
Do it.
Push
dude,
it.
We got to go to... We got to go to China. No, we have to go to Chinese TikTok. I want to, at the very least, to top this off with some Chinese TikTok.
I did make an account. Here we are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ready?
So I'm liking this thumbnail.
I know. Oh, I thought he was going to put it in his ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm realizing it's going to be tough to react to these without speaking Chinese.
Well, we'll see. Maybe
there's probably some good ones on here.
Everyone talk about how this ain't the new TikTok. This is the new TikTok.
So this is...
What's wrong with you? Say it again. That means fuck wrong with you in Chinese. Bro, I love it over here. I got them in my DM.
There's no way that's what that means in Chinese.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Thank you.
Dude,
Miracle.
Look at this. Is that Xi Jinping?
No, this is Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong.
And what is it?
All right. He's in Arizona there.
LeBron.
Oh, hey, LeBron.
Okay.
Mama.
Oh, I like
that. 我不上班不是因为我懒。 那万一幸福来敲门，你说咱俩都不在家，那幸福得多着急呀！
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
These are the Nashville hot chicken
nuggets.
Tenders, wings.
Wait, I saw this on TikTok the other day.
Recipe slaps so hard it might give you a black eye. To start, we need a
Nashville hot tenders.
To a separate bowl, quickly crack in two unborn.
What do they know about Nashville in China?
This feels like just a guy who
isn't Chinese.
Yeah, well, no, or who's like in I think, yes, I agree. Who's like earnestly trying to wait, what is
teach
this?
Me a chicken recipe? What the fuck?
Is this somebody just posting their homework?
Here's what I'm saying is, like, TikTok, if that happened, like, if the ban happens on TikTok, it's no man's land, dude. No rules. No rules. TikTok, last day, January 19th, post hole, go crazy. You know, go on there, say something really offensive that'll really piss people off. Get racist or something.
Right.
It's the last day. It's going to be gone. That video will be scrubbed forever.
Right. No.
Imagine you do something awful. You just make the worst TikTok of all time. Just horribly racist and homophobic and misogynistic, and you're naked also, and then it doesn't get banned. Okay. Denial is a river in Egypt. Dude, I got 50 messages on Chinese TikTok, bro.
Oh my god.
Damn. Okay.
Handsome guy.
Woo! We made it, dude. That's me. I'm on Chinese TikTok. Yup. Give those a watch.
What's this?
What? The screen is just on the search still.
Oh, wait. Look at what's happening.
Oh, there you go. Oh my God, are they silencing me on Chinese TikTok? What? Have I been shadow banned? Oh, they're correcting me. They're correcting me. They're correcting me in the comments. Xiao Hong Tree.
Wait, you're being banned.
Oh my God, I'm shadow banned on Chinese TikTok. What about this one? Yes. No! What? What am I going to do, dude? Censorship at every turn. Oh, my God.
I kind of like all the UX of this compared to TikTok. Ooh.
I'm banned on TikTok. Not banned, but TikTok is going to be gone. They're silencing me on Chinese TikTok. I'm going to have to go somewhere else.
Instagram Reels.
Instagram Reels. There we go.
That's where I am.
Facebook Reels. I don't even want to know what's going on Facebook Shorts.
YouTube Shorts, yeah.
All right. Well, that's perfect. I'm gonna pick up on, you know, learning the Chinese language and becoming a star on this app. That's my game plan. That's the plan moving forward. So get ready for a rebrand on this podcast. I'm going to start speaking in Chinese. We're doing the whole podcast in Chinese. Harry, you will not understand what I'm saying at all. But
that's okay.
I will refuse to speak in English moving forward as a, you know, boycott to the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, well, another episode in the vault, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. Check it out. Covered a lot of topics as we usually do. It was a good time. Guys, make sure to watch and listen to the podcast on all platforms where you get your podcasts. Episodes come out every Wednesday. Ni hao. I was trying to think of something Chinese.
I was going
to
say.
But I keep forgetting I don't know the language.
Right.
Fuck. I'll be back with something better next week. All right. Bye, guys. The Normal Show is produced by Harry Krinsky and Dave Bonowitz. Our editor is Dave Bonowitz. Theme music and graphics by Matt Zimmerman. We will see you next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.